I think Alexander had an amazing performance. I think he has to be a very proud boy because he's not just about beat Rafa. He's, in my opinion, to beat a good Rafa. Rafa played well and showed that he was in good conditions. But everything went right in Alexander's direction, and I think amazing performance.
When you watch a match like that, do you think of it in football terms, and you look at a Dolgopolov playing some amazing shots like that, and you kind of say he's a bit like a Hazard kind of a player with tricks that other players don't have?
You know, I'm Rafa's friend, so I have to be honest and say that I'm not happy with the match. But you know, I was just behind Tony Nadal, and even him with an amazing fair play, he was clapping some of Alexander's action. So I have really to say that I'm happy with the Rafa I saw, but the boy was really amazing, and I'm not a specialist, but I think he deserves.
I actually interviewed one of your predecessors at Stamford Bridge many times, Claudio Ranieri, because he was a big Italian rugby fan. I didn't know that you were a big tennis fan. What other sports do you like?
To be honest, tennis is probably the sport that keeps me more time in front of a TV screen. Unfortunately, I have not many chances to see live. I went to a few times, but not as much as I would like. But really, today I enjoy very much the game. I just feel sorry for my friend, but as a sportsman, I have to think that Alexander deserves, and he has to be a very proud boy.
Do you play?
I play, but I play at home. In Portugal, I have court in my houses. I play, I enjoy with my family, with my friends, but that's not my talent.
Listen, I won't discuss football with you, but can I ask you one football question about Chelsea in terms of the plans that were announced yesterday? You know, how excited are you about the prospects of playing in a 61,000-seater stadium in a redeveloped Stamford Bridge?
You know, I think it's the next step for Chelsea. Chelsea won four Premier Leagues in the last decade. We become a huge club, and Stamford Bridge is always full, and we feel that need. But I trust so much Mr. Abramovich and the board. I don't think too much about these details. I focus my job on the work on the pitch, and next season we are waiting for the others.
So you've no preference about where to go and play in the 2 years that you have to be away from Stamford Bridge?
No problem at all. The fans will chase us, more fans will come. If it's Wembley or Twickenham, we will have already capacity for fans and more fans. And I think Chelsea is waiting for that.